Let's go!
And we welcome you to the Quest Diagnostics Training Center for another edition of Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks. Hello again, everyone. I'm Bob Papa. So glad you can join us. The New York Giants wrapping up another day of practice, back-to-back days in which the Giants went in pads. Coming up on the show, we will hear from Devon Kennard. Carl Banks had a chance to sit down with the second-year linebacker. We'll also hear from Giants defensive end Robert Ayers, as well as running backs coach Craig Johnson. I'd like to welcome in my co-host for the next 30 minutes, two-time Super Bowl champion, Carl Banks. And Carl, your impressions early of camp for the New York Giants and what you saw out there today.
Well, they got after it today a little bit. It was much more energetic, and I think that's what you want to see from the coach, the energy of your team, and the way everyone was moving.
We're going to take a look at some of the guys that were not moving today as we look at the Giants' injury list and guys that did not participate in practice on this Thursday as the Giants get ready for the 2015 NFL season and their first preseason game next week in Cincinnati. Of course, Will Beattie out with that pec injury. Eric Flowers out with the hip flexor. Weston Richburg, knee tendonitis. Jameel McClain, a stinger yesterday. Prince Amukamara's got a groin, which he sustained in practice. Nat Burhey out with a calf injury, and Jeff Schwartz out with a foot and ankle injury. That takes us to our news of the day. Three of the names on that list, offensive linemen, that were not at practice today. No Eric Flowers, no Jeff Schwartz, no Weston Richburg. And Carl, obviously, Richburg, a second-year player, starting center for the Giants. Eric Flowers, obviously the rookie, is going to start at left tackle or compete for a starting job at left tackle. And Jeff Schwartz, who's coming off an injury last year. How important is it to have musical chairs on the offensive line this early in training camp?
Well, the objective is to find the right configuration, and it's not necessarily a bad thing when you're first week in training camp, as long as you know that these guys are going to be coming, they're going to be returning. Now you can kind of work with what you have and build your backups or build your versatility across the line. So when those guys come back, at least you know if they leave, you won't be left empty-handed.
All right. Well, one of the things that happened during practice, second consecutive day the Giants were in full pads. The defense was very opportunistic for the Giants on this Thursday and kind of flying around the football. And Bennett Jackson had a pretty good day. He had an interception of a pass there, also creating a forced fumble situation. A lot of things going on in practice and, you know, pretty interesting stuff. Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, well, he looked like he had an interception in practice as Eli Manning made the throw and tries to hoist one downfield, and it looks like DRC has the interception. But when we went to our Giants training camp live replay, he actually did not control it, hit the ground, so it would have been an incomplete pass, not an interception for DRC.
Well, it's good news for the defense, not necessarily bad news for the offense. Coach Coughlin would tell you they've only installed 2 days of plays. So the offense isn't even installed yet, so I'm sure you'll start to see things balance out a little more when they really get down to business with this offense.
Well, this defense trying to find its form. They have a new defensive coordinator in Steve Spagnuolo. The Giants really struggled last year defensively. Now, this past weekend, Carl Banks was invited to speak to the Giants defense by defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, and Banks's message to the Giants defense left its mark on Robert Ayers.
That was big for me because, you know, like I said, he's a little bit before where I really started catching on. But, you know, the legacy around here is just tremendous. You know, all my family, they're diehard Giants fans. I mean, they shed tears when we lose. And so, you know, they grew up watching those games and watching those guys, and they could name anyone from any era, you know. And so to be able to wear this uniform and to play for this organization, it means a lot, and it means a lot to have those guys that my family idolized and my family grew up watching. It means a lot for me to hear those people talk to me and give me advice. So, you know, it was a real special moment, and, you know, I just try to enjoy all of it because, you know, the game doesn't last forever, so I try to maximize every chance I get and every person I get to meet. I just try to enjoy it.
Well, the New York Giants have a great defensive tradition, now entering their 91st season. Last year, Robert Ayers, 12 games played. He had 22 tackles, 5 sacks, and really played well for the Giants. And Carl, he talks about the passion of what it means to be a New York Giant and what the Giant defense embodies. How important is that for him to sort of have that passion to become a leader in his second year?
Well, I think it's important because it's just leading more towards a more cohesive unit, Bob, and not individuals playing, you know, in a defense. Once they come together, and it's kind of cliche, but once it's a cohesive unit, then you'll start to see how all the parts fit within Steve Spagnuolo's defense. But the key word is accountability. And when they come together, they'll be accountable to each other, and you'll see the difference in how the defense plays.
History. How important is it for a player to understand the history of the franchise he's playing for? Robert Ayers talked about his family being passionate mm-hmm. Giants fans. You were drafted by the Giants in 1984. It's been a long time since the Giants really had winning teams. Then you deliver not one but two Super Bowls. But when you first got here, you heard about all the guys from the 50s and the Sam Huff and the linebacker tradition.
Well, it's a very strong tradition. And, you know, it's important for guys to understand that. But more important than understanding it is knowing that there's a high level of expectation for players within the defense.
All right. We are just getting started here on Giants Training Camp Live. We're going to dial in to the linebacker situation. Carl Banks had a chance to sit with second-year linebacker Devon Kennard. We'll dial in to the Giants linebackers as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks. Another day in the books for the New York Football Giants. Giants training camp live from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center here on the MSG Networks, your home for everything New York Football Giants. Well, before practice today, Carl Banks had a chance to sit down with second-year linebacker Devon Kennard.
Thanks, Bob. I'm with Devon Kennard. Devon, tell me about your second training camp now. It's a little different, obviously, because you had some game time under your belt, but it's a new system. Talk a little bit about what's happening here in training camp for you.
For me, I feel more comfortable this year. You know, being a second-year guy, I know what to expect a little more, but it is a new defense, so I'm still learning just like I had to last year, and it's been a lot of fun. But, you know, with Beeson back, he took me under his wing, and I'm learning as much as I can from him, so I'm enjoying the process.
Well, you strike me as a guy, just from my observations, as someone who wants to get better. You're fundamentally sound, but it looks like you're working hard to even get better than where you were when you walked through the door. Talk a little more about what this new defensive scheme will allow you to do once you get it going.
You know, Coach Spags has a lot of different things he could do in this defense, and I'm just learning, you know, the process of what he wants to do in the base defenses, and he's giving us more and more, and as he throws different packages at him, I'm learning as fast as I can on the different things that he wants to do with me specifically and the defense overall, and I'm loving everything so far.
Has the game slowed down for you?
Yeah, it's definitely slowing down. You know, last year it was still a whirlwind, but now I'm starting to see things slower and pick up on keys and different things, and I think I can, you know, really see my progression in that.
So as a linebacker group, you've got Beeson back, you got McClain back, who was a little nicked up also. Talk about some of the things that you guys are focused on in terms of improving. There was a time where this giant defensive core, not just necessarily the linebackers, but the defense itself, would hold opponents' running backs, top runners, to under 100 yards. Is that something that you guys are focused on in terms of goals?
Most definitely. You know, me personally and just the defense overall, that's something we want to take pride in. We got to stop the run, and we want to be better in stopping the run. And then when we get the opportunity, we got to put pressure on the quarterback. And I think those are the things we're really focused on.
Okay, you've got another one of your teammates who's starting to come into his own now is Demontre Moore. Mm-hmm. Talk about the exciting aspects of what he could bring to your defense.
He's an explosive player. I think he could be an elite pass rusher in this league, and the things he's shown camp so far, I'm looking forward to what he can do this year, and he just has to continue to progress.
Okay, now you're going against a different competition in training camp later on. Tell me what you expect to get out of that.
I expect it to be pretty intense. You know, from what I've heard, it's even more intense than some of the preseason games because everybody's very competitive. Nobody wants to lose and get beat in anything. And I'm looking forward to it, to hit some other colors for once and just to get after it. So it's going to be a lot of fun at Cincy.
Well, thanks for your time and wishing you the best of health and good luck in camp, man.
Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it.
Well, the Giants are expecting big things from Devon Kennard. What is it about his game that you liked from last year, Carl? And what are some of the adjustments as far as improvements does he have to make in year two?
Well, the number one thing you look at with linebackers that stands out, the ones that, you know, kind of get it, they have a natural flow to the football. Things come naturally. You can tell the way he moves that he understands angles. He understands route concepts. So you watch the way he moves. He said, boy, if he can just do one or two things here or another thing there, he's going to be a really good pro. And I think the other aspect of it is that he played both defensive lineman, defensive end, and linebacker, so he has kind of a diverse skill set.
All right, we're going to take a look at the Giants' depth chart as far as linebackers are concerned. The Giants went out in the offseason and upgraded, adding guys like JT Thomas and Jonathan Casillas, adding some speed. Jameel McClain back. You've got John Beeson, Devon Kennard. Mark Herzlich contributes on special teams. Carl, one of the areas I know that is a pet peeve of yours because you're such a student of the game when it comes to linebacking play is coverage, linebackers in coverage, not just going downhill and attacking the run. What are some of the things that are important for this linebacking core to master in order to be better in coverage?
Well, I think it's pre-snap recognition. So they've got to prepare themselves, but it's also route recognition, understanding the routes from different formations. And that was one of the things that stood out to me about Devon Kennard is that the instant recognition of when one player goes one way, what the expectation is in a combination route setting. And that's why he'll be a good player, even if he plays on first and second down, being that it's a passing league, play action pass or put him right where he needs to be.
How important is John Beeson to this entire equation?
Well, you see, he's a Pro Bowl player. I mean, a former Pro Bowl player. So he's used to playing at a high level and having young players who have the ability and the skill set, he'll rub off on them in a very positive way.
And we saw that 2 years ago when the Giants acquired him. The defense got better almost overnight with
him. Yeah, I mean, because he understands the fits. He gets the young defensive linemen set up, so he's like your quarterback on the field, and he also will help the young safeties as well.
All right, one of the areas that the Giants hope to get in 2015 is production out of that linebacking core and that front seven. They've got to do a better job this year in stopping the run than they did in 2014. Speaking of the run, when we come back, we'll focus in on the Giants running game and a crowded backfield that has a lot of talent and different skill sets as we return to Giants training camp live after this. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Another padded practice in the books for the New York Giants. We talked in the last segment about the Giants linebacking core and stopping the run. Another thing that the Giants have to improve on in 2015 is to run the ball more effectively. So for a position breakdown, we turn things over to running backs coach Craig Johnson.
I think we need to improve the production of our position. A year ago, we did a good job of being an all-around group, but didn't have the running game totals that we wanted. We didn't have the success. So the number one thing is runners run the ball. So I want to make sure that we do a better job in the running game area. Pass protection, I thought we did a good job. We need to continue to improve there. And in pass receptions, I'd like to see those go up. I think that can help our team. I think it can take some of the pressure off some of our other skills players. So I'm looking for that to happen. Let's talk about Rashad. Great all-around player, great leader. He's physical, he's tough, he's smart, he can play on third down. I don't worry about him in pass protection. I just want to continue to see him get better. I'm looking for a great year from him. Andre Williams, tough, hard-nosed, very good runner. He did a good job last year. He's like a lot of young players. Got a little nervous and excited, hit the holes too fast. Now he's slowing down. That's what second-year players do, and he has worked relentlessly at catching the ball, and he's really improved in the area. Shane Vereen, veteran, comes from a championship caliber. Very versatile, very smart. Can play on all downs, big difference maker in the pass game. Done a very good job with us in the run game. Knows his fits in pass protection. I think he's going to be a great asset. I think Orleans has come a long way. He came in, we looked at him. He had, had some special teams play. He's done a tremendous job for that area. But we put him on the field. He's not busting his assignments. He's fast. He has shown good progress in pass protection. And, man, is he running the ball well. Yeah, I really like his offseason. Keem Hunt, fast. Great speed, comes to us from Purdue. He is really good in the kickoff returns. He is very good in the edge. He has not had a lot of experience as a runner from the backfield, but he's gaining quickly in that area. Henry Hanoski, I love being with him all the time. He gets it. He's a vet. He can move people out of the hole. He can play on third down if necessary. He is a good leader, and I expect big things out of Henry. Nikita Whitlock, he was a defensive player of the year in the ACC, so he's played some defense and offense, and he came to us looking as a fullback. Really good hands. He's got to continue to understand the offensive side of the ball, but he's made a lot of progress, and I continue to look for great things from him as we come in the future. I'm happy about our depth. I don't have any predetermined snaps for any player. I'm trying to put them in every role so I can find out, can they play on 2 minute? Can they play in the short yardage goal line? Can they play on third down and so on? And so we're trying to expose them to all that. We'll expose them to that in the preseason, and then we'll kind of get our snap count as we go into the regular season to try to make sure we spread it around, but also put those guys in the best chance to help us win.
Four on three. One, two, three, four.
For a breakdown of the running back position, and as he illustrated, six running backs on the roster, and obviously Rashad Jennings, Shane Vereen, and Andre Williams will carry the lion's share when it comes to the running back position and how the Giants will attack it. Carl, they need balance. They've got three guys at the top that have different skill sets. Mm-hmm. What do you think about this core that the Giants have put together?
Well, I think the most impressive part of it is that with any of your core four, you're going to be very comfortable with them being in on passing situations, starting with Hanoski, and then the other three guys, all good blitz recognition guys and can actually block. Again, you've got to get production from your offensive line, but here's the key with the run game. They tell you it's a passing league. Well, if you need to close out a game and keep somebody from getting the ball back, the best way to do it is running the football. So it may not be 4 yards a carry. You would like that, ideally. Or in the words of Rashad Jennings, you'd like to get 10 yards a carry. But you want to be effective running the football, controlling the tempo of the game. That's what the run game has gone to these days.
And I like what Coach Johnson said about Andre Williams starting to slow to the hole and fast through it. We saw that late in the season as his production increased. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back on the program, we're going to take a look at the Giants secondary and focus in on the safety position for the New York Giants. A lot of question marks for the Giants at the safety spot. We'll talk about the young guns when we continue with Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks.
The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out. Giants training camp opens.
Time for our moment of the day. Remember Corey Washington last year in the preseason catching all those touchdowns? Well, he goes over the top, beats Jayron Hosley for a nice catch for Corey Washington. Our moment of the day. As we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live here on your home for the New York Giants, MSG Networks. Well, one of the areas in which the Giants have a lot of changes is at the safety position. The Giants drafted Landon Collins, trading up in the second round to pick up the Alabama product. Prince Amukamara, who's been around for a while, talked about the young safety.
He looks great, seems very confident. Haven't heard his name called for too many MEs, and he's been showing great promise. I'm just excited to see him play in a couple of weeks against Cincinnati.
And that takes us to our Twitter question of the day with regards to Landon Collins. It comes from @D_Ricker81. Is Landon Collins ready to not only help in run support but also play the center field role, Carl Banks?
Well, I tell you, the best thing that you could have for two young safeties are two good cornerbacks, because the corners can really help these safeties out and take the guesswork out of the game, and then a pass rush would help. But I would say he's expected to play both the run and the pass because he's a projected starter.
How important is it, too, that he comes from a Nick Saban coach team, a guy that knows the NFL game very well and one of the best coaches in all of football?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think anything is going to befuddle this young man, because Nick Saban runs some of the most complex at any level. Some of the most complex defenses and safeties are required to understand everything that goes on. And this young man understands angles. He understands schemes, routes, all of that. So I think he'll be fine back there.
Another guy who had a very good day today and has really come on in the early parts of training camp, he's a New Jersey native, played his college ball at Notre Dame, Bennett Jackson. And he's picking things up, Carl, and it's starting to translate on the field of play, running with the ones.
Well, it's not no surprise. He was a cornerback before he was a safety, so he understands the game from a cornerback position, so it just opens up for him at the safety spot.
All right. Well, you know, you take a look at this group, and there's no real veteran leadership as far as this group is concerned. Cooper Taylor was hurt last year. He's a guy that they have high expectations for. Nat Burhe has an injury. So there's a lot of things that have to be answered, and they're going to get a great test next week in Cincinnati.
They absolutely will.
All right. We are just about out of time here on the program. Hope you enjoyed it as we try to recap each and every day for you with Giants Training Camp Live. We are back tomorrow night after Friday's practice. Coverage gets underway at 6 p.m. You're in your home for the New York Giants, MSG Networks. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Training Camp Live from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center.
NFL Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL. Get Ticketmaster verified tickets with NFL Ticket Exchange. The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.